Hey, everyone. Before we get into it today, if you've ever thought about starting your own podcast or taking your current one to the next level, you have to check out Podigy Podcast. They didn't just help us launch this show, which we need a lot of help with. They made it look and sound amazing with custom artwork, killer music, and they guided us through the launching of the show step by step. Now they handle everything for us, editing, producing, you name it. All we do is hit record and they do the rest. Trust me. If you're serious about podcasting, you need them in your corner. Click the link in the show notes to schedule a free one-on-one podcast game plan session with them. You won't be sorry. Welcome to the Path Podcast, the podcast that provides transformative insights for authentic success. My name is Chris Weiss, and together with my partners, Stuart Ferguson and Toby Quinton, we make up True Path Consulting, where our mission is to maximize executive performance and drive personal growth by guiding leaders on a journey of self-fulfillment and true success. I wanted to thank you for pressing play on whatever device you're listening to us on today. It means a lot that you are here. I hope that through our stories and interviews that you will find something in yourself, something that moves you to get curious, and possibly something that triggers you to take action in your life. You see, the goal of this podcast and in our coaching partnerships is to help people find their ideal selves without needing that motivation of that personal or professional crisis. We'll bring up topics and curate discussions that will help you take action to find out how you are showing up in the roles that are or should be a priority in your life. Ultimately, helping you paint the picture of who you want to be and walking with you to figure out what the heck's getting in your way from becoming your ideal self. We only get one shot at this awesome thing called life, so let's stop being okay with being miserably comfortable and instead be more intentional in following a path of meaning and purpose. With that being said, I'd like to more formally welcome in my partners that are going on this journey with us. Stuart, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really well. Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here, man. This is your topic today, man.
Not being here since I've got a topic to walk in, but good afternoon. So we are trying a bit of a new format, and I had an experience this last week with one of my clients. That sparked a topic that I wanted to walk in and share with my partners and get some insight. And it was really around mindset. There's been a ton of work around mindset done out in the business world and in life. I think Carol Dweck probably has the most well-known breakdown. And what she talks about is a growth or an open mindset and a fixed mindset. And really, in detail, she talks about that open mindset being one that can embrace change and persist through challenge. Whereas somebody with a fixed mindset or a closed one really avoids change, you know, and lacks the commitment to own anything outside of their clarity or a lack of interest on feedback or curiosity. And so, you know, I had a conversation with one of my clients just around them taking stock in how they were viewing the world. What lens were they looking through? Were they in this closed or open mindset? And we had this really phenomenal discussion, but he asked me a question that I thought was fairly profound. And actually, I thought it was worthy of bringing it in for our discussion. And what he had said was basically, you know, when he's confronted with situations of challenge or adversity or failure, his initial reaction is to always default back into a very closed mindset. And one that he is not open to change. He's not open to new ideas. He becomes very fixated on what he can control. And so the question that he asked is, how do I begin to start to position my thoughts differently so that when, you know, he gets the idea of having an open mind, he has the idea of a growth mindset. But in those moments of challenge, what triggers us as humans to fall back into that place of that closed mindset? Tobe, do you mind kind of sharing? And I'd love to hear your philosophy on mindset, both Carol's perspective and just yours in general, and Chris, you as well. But really, let's anchor around that question of how, even though we're aware of it, how do we anchor ourselves in realizing that we're more than just that insecurity when challenges put in front of us. Tobe, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Stu, it's great topic. I Dweck's work in this space is just so good and so spot on to where people are and where I am. You know, I it is insecurity, Stu. I'm jumping to the kind of that last thing you said, but you know, my insecurities when they're really running me, I start really getting much more fixed. I get much more in that mindset of don't screw this up. Or even worse yet, you are going to screw this up. You know, that inner critic as ride shotgun with a fixed mindset. And I just think that you know, that hamster's running of the insecurities of don't mess this up, don't fall flat on your face and failure and this, that, and the other. And I that's the trigger and that's what happens as it goes along with me. And as a coach, and thankfully I get this profession to call mine and you guys get the same. We teach and help people and coach people, probably less teaching, but coaching people around this and their own insecurities and what to do about it. And I know for me, it really is just to get really grounded with what's true in this moment. You know, what's true is I could screw this up. But the growth mindset in that is I could also learn from this. Mm-hmm. I also could remember those times in my life where I learned the most. And in every room I'm ever in, you can ask that question of any group of people. Hey, when did you learn the most in your life? Hey, when I failed. And the learning and the growth is hard to really experience in the moment. It's usually post the moment, right? Totally. So I think the power of this growth mindset is to acknowledge that you're in this moment where you might be more fixed in the way you're thinking about it and to look at it as a moment of opportunity. Yeah. And how do I, to your point and your definition, which I think is great, how do I grow from it? And how will I take what I take here? And you know, the struggle for me, Stu, is that does that make me less competitive? Does that make me not want to do a great job if I'm just open to learning? So am I going to show up and do the right thing? And I think a lot of people worry about that. I know for me early on, I probably thought, well, does that mean I'm not as committed to doing a great, great job if really my ultimate goal is just to learn about me in this process? And I just think that's a great question. I think it's a question that may not, yeah, everybody's going to have their own answer to it. But I think if we can reframe our minds towards really what this moment is, it's both do a really, really good job, take a lot of time to get prepared, take a lot of time to deliver it properly, try to do everything you can, but also understand that at the end, when it's over, you can't go back anyway. What did you learn from it? How you grew from it? And what you experienced throughout it? What worked? And what didn't is really the gift of the whole moment. So that's when I hear that question and as your client referenced that, that's where I go with it on a personal side. Is it even, you know, I know this will happen to me tomorrow or the next day of like, oh, don't screw this up or don't do that. It'll happen, but I'm much better at acknowledging it. And then also trying to pause and say, hey, this is a moment for me to not only do my best, but also learn through it.
Yeah, you said it, Tobe. And Chris, I want to get your thoughts here as well. But you said it, and it's that moment of pause to really understand, I think, in a lot of ways, like, you know, to be aware that you're in that place of that mindset. Like, just that alone is such a powerful tool of just saying, oh, shit, I'm back here. I've already got self-doubt riddled through. My excuses are at an all-time high. I'm justifying it. Just be aware that you're in that space right now. Now right. You can start to control where you want to go. Chris, what are you thinking?
I love that. You know, I think when I read that book and stuff, I was like, oh, well, I'm growth mindset, right? Like I'm a growth mindset type individual. And it's like what Toby's helped me out with, even in your description right there, Tobe, is like, you can be in a fixed mindset in a moment. Mm-hmm. Like I'm in one now, right? Like I had a moment before we pressed record where I'm just super stressed out. I have a keynote speech next week that I'm scared shitless of, you know, cause it's something that we want to build in our practice. And it's, you know, it's, there's just the topics, not one that, you know, it's about change, which I think anybody can talk to, but it's not the most riveting thing to sit in. So I have insecurities about the top, you know, and there's some things that are just coming up for me and that fear of failure is a huge part of it. But to your point, Tobe, like, hey, how many times have you gotten up and spoke in front of hundreds and thousands of, and you had them laughing and you're yourself and like, just go do that, you know? And, and then that gets me growth. And I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm going to go do that. But I'll like, even last night, I'm just thinking about all the bad that's going to happen from and everything. So the concept that you can go in and out of it is really important to understand. I find when do I find myself in it, Sue, is when, which is kind of counterproductive to a conversation and a relationship, is that when I feel like somebody is entering the conversation in a fixed mindset, I tend to go fixed too, which is super counterproductive to building a relationship, because then you're just
as a coach, right?
Exactly. So well, hopefully I'll do it to my clients. It's more the people that, you know, that I know and friends and so on and so forth. But like, yeah, and I wish I could in those moments, and that's the work for me. You know, in the moment, it's kind of like, all right, don't meet them in that fixed space, like meet them in that growth space. And they may not change, and that's okay. Like that's not your job to make them change. But for you, because what happens is when I walk away from that interaction, I feel like shit. Because I'm like just combative and fixed and, you know, and it's like, and then they leave and I'm like, why did I, like, that was an awful dinner or awful interaction or awful conversation or awful golf, whatever. And instead of being like, oh man, they were who they were and I was who I, and it's, and you just feel better about it when you're in that fixed mindset. So it's something I'm working on, man. It's not easy to do because I have my own, you know, feelings and ego and emotion around it. But, yeah, I think that's the biggest thing I take from it when you introduce that.
That's huge. You know, I think about the, current environment. You know, in the last podcast, we talked about kind of psychological safety and the importance of, in our personal lives and our communities. In creating that. And here, you know, a lot of times what I find is like the difference between optimism and pessimism going into those moments, right? And start to really think about that closed mindset is me assuming pessimism, right? Me assuming this interaction. And I do that a lot. And I do that because of a very active critical eye, of a very active internal voice that likes to create, you know, hardship or create challenge out of the most mundane and simple things. And so my brain goes to a place where I want to believe that I have an open mindset, a growth mindset, but my internal behaviors drag me constantly back to that closed belief because of, like you said, Toby, insecurities and fear of, and so to be able to release a lot of that and go into them, I'll give you an example, a mindset. I got the opportunity to go to a concert last week, and it was a great concert with some friends of mine that I know. Okay. But not, you know, a little, I've known them for a long time, but not deeply. And the whole time in my mind leading up to this event, I had some closed belief systems. I had, well, you know, we'll get there. And I was figuring out where to park in the parking lot so I can get out early. Oh, I'm kidding. But the point being was I had already started to identify it's going to be hot as hell. You know, it's going to be packed and all the negative, all the bad that was going to happen. And I use that as an example because what I went, it was a phenomenal time. It was, you know, a highlight. I was up all night looking at videos. It was a blast. But I realized in my little bit of crazy that dynamic to move to a closed mindset is all about control for me. It's about me preparing myself for whatever is going to happen. And usually it's worst case scenario, even though it could be a wonderful interaction, that feeling of control. And I think a lot of times is that trust in self. And it goes back to what we've been talking about in this podcast for a while now, which is around really being grounded in who you are, where you are, and understanding self and understanding the need for that open and growth mindset as you keep charting towards your ideal goals.
That's great, Stu. Yeah, I'm glad that, and we both know, Chris, you and I, that he knew where the best parking spot is for
exactly.
That concert.
Right?
Yeah. There's no doubt about first. That. Yeah, I saw that.
He paid extra.
But, yeah, I think this concept of, you know, we don't have time to learn. We only have time to do. You know, it's just you keep thinking about like the people I'm around that just aren't necessarily valuing this idea of the learning and the growth part of it, because it just might seem too much work. And I think that when we don't, we miss those moments, just the inefficiency of it all. Like we just, you know, work smarter rather than harder. The, by definition of this, you know, how do we go into situations where we can see the learning and experience the learning and be open to the learning while we're doing what we're asked to do or executing on a task? So it's such a good mindset. You know, obviously that's the what we're talking about, but just the belief systems and how we interpret it, kind of the things that we're, you know, that we're up to right now.
Isn't there just a feel associated with it too, though, Stu? I mean, I, you know, for me personally, I mean, when I'm in a growth mindset, I'm actually in control.
Totally.
You know what I mean? It's kind of counterproductive. Like I feel like I'm in control of me and who I want to be and what I want to get out of this situation. And when I'm in a fixed mindset, it's just fear and it's just all the things that just bring me anxiety and worry. And it's not usually a positive feeling for me, right? But growth, I mean, just the word in itself, like I'm going to become someone that I want to be, that I'm striving for, that I may not be there yet, but I'm going to get there. That type of concept, that type of kind of life attitude or approach is so much. I don't know. I just don't like the clients that I work with. Like that's what I encourage them to do, to get away from that imposter and get away from that. You know, for me, it's the, you know, 6-year old boy that, you know, with abandonment issues. And when he shows up, I know in that moment of fear that like, I'm not who I want to be. Right. Yep. And instead of that, understanding the work I've done, right, with Tobe and with things like that, I'm able to identify that in that moment and get through it quickly to be where I want to be. But I don't know. For me, it's when you're in a growth mindset, it's just a great feeling to be in and how I want to live life versus that fixed kind of insecure, having to be in control versus like I am in control. I just think there's a big difference in that.
That's a great, that's a great point. Chris, like in controlling you versus controlling the environment and how right. many people are trying to control that external when they really have little to it. And then rather than looking at it as a foregone conclusion, because you know how this story is going to end, being open to the possibility, like to that word we love to use, surrender, but surrender to what the moment could be. It might seem a little too mystical to a lot of, you know, leaders out there of like, oh, wow, we're just going to let it go. But the truth is that, boy, do you pay attention more and you're really looking and you're looking for moments to learn. And what a just a different way to look at things. And you've got that, Chris. You've had that for as long as I've known you. You've got a really, really healthy mindset of growth. But, you know, you'll fall victim to. And that's the point, I think, that's, you know, again, the point is we all have fixed mindset and I don't know that necessarily fixed mindsets are always a bad thing. I just think that if it's a sustained, prolonged way of looking at life and self, then it kind of is limited. It's predetermined. You are going to be only as good and as smart as you think you, rather than the options of, well, wait a minute, maybe I can learn a little more here and grow a little more here. And, you know, we all get to kind of choose how we want to look at ourselves and look at the outer world.
Yeah, Tobe, you said you always known me as growth, and I think I portray that a lot of times, but like the end of my career, I was so busy, and Stu, you've helped me through that. I mean, so busy, and I just wanted to keep getting ahead that I said no to everything. Like I said no to friends. I said no to meeting old friends for coffee. I don't have time. I jumped off the board for Special Olympics, which I loved doing, and I loved interacting with the athletes and the parents. And I just said, no, I'm not doing anything. I'm not, you know, I'm traveling every week, and when I'm not doing that, I'm at home with my kids, and that's that. And it just didn't feel right, man. It didn't feel right. And the first thing I did when I, you know, took this next step in my path and journey was I literally committed. I said yes to everything. Whatever it was, I just said yes. And next thing I know, and there's a concept of surrender in that you mentioned. Next thing I know, I'm having coffee with a woman who introduced me to my publicist who I adore and has helped me out through so many things. And hopefully will put this book out for us. I've, re-engaged with old friends. I mean, it's just like, I'm so enthusiastic for life of what yes might bring me versus just no, I'm not doing that. And it's just, it's literally changed my appreciation for life. When I wake up, it's almost like, I don't know what I'm going to say yes to, but I'm going to say yes and we'll see where it takes me. And it's just been fun. And again, they haven't all been winners, right? But I mean, but that's, there's learning in that too, right? There's learning in that they're not being all winners. And it's just been such a great, like such a better way to look at life than it. No, you know what? No, I'm a senior VP. I'm important and I don't have time for this. And it's, I don't know. It's just, it's been fun. It's been a fun ride the last 12 months saying yes to everything versus no. So
you even did a full day marathon, didn't you? Leave your house and like,
I did
walk out and come back 14 hours later.
See, yeah, it was a 12-hour walk. And cause I listened to that podcast and read that book when I was, you know, I always wanted to do it. And finally I said yes to it. It was a 75 degree day and I went out and it was awesome, you know, and it's just that experience and that being with myself and figuring it out and just being tired again and Joy joining me for a few of the miles and just having a conversation with her and just being so present from whatever the feel, you know, whatever I was feeling in that moment. It was awesome. I just found out so much about myself, but you know, the old me would have been like, I don't have time. Who the hell has time to do that? Right.
Yeah. You know that so. When I hear you talk, Chris, both you and Toby, I don't know that I've operated from Dweck's definition, to be quite honest with you, around mindset. You know, open and closed have been kind of foundational for corporate America for a long time. You know, for me, it was, I redefined some of those. To me, it was about surviving or thriving. You know, are you in a mindset where you're every morning, you're just trying to get through the day versus waking up every morning and seizing the day? I think, Chris, that's what I hear you saying, like waking up and choosing that path versus having that path chosen for you. Another form of this for me is, you know, hunting or being hunted. It's being proactive or reactive to how life is going and choosing which mode you want to operate from. You know, for me, it's at this point in my life that a lot of clarity like you, Chris, and a lot of help because of Toby, but getting to this place where I am dictating the pace of my intentions, right? And that feeling of control, back to your point, Toby, it's kind of a fallacy, but in a lot of ways, the external world, choosing how you are going to take on today's challenges versus having today be dictated based on the challenges. And that reframing for me has been really the secret to the last 6 months of recapturing my identity of who I want to be. And that comes from the mindset of saying, no, I am choosing thriving versus waking up with the intention to just survive. And I understand there are situations, there's mental illness. Yeah. There are real deep challenges out in the world that may hold someone back from that choice. But I just say for me, I couldn't operate from open and closed, growth closed. What I could operate from is, are you waking up with the mindset of taking what comes at you in thriving through it in with mindset and attitude and openness and confidence? Or are you going to everything that comes at you, you're going to respond as if you're a victim and if it's happening to you and you don't have a say? And it's really just, for me, it was the reframing of that for me to really start to understand it. But I'm far from good at it, but at least I understand the definitions for me.
That's great, Stu. Yeah, I think the word that came up for me is the learning. And I know we've hit it before, but being open to the idea of learning. You know, it makes me think, just go a little off-road for a minute here, about just, was thinking about how people, and I don't want to broadly paint this picture that it's everyone, but a lot of the people I've worked with are very black and white on how they approach a lot of things. Yeah. You know, that either is or it isn't. You know, I'm either great or I'm not. I'm either, you know, high IQ or I've got challenges or whatever. And, you know, I think we were raised that way too, you know, with don't get me started on, you know, the educational system and how grades are more important than actually learning about a subject and growing through that. And I think the three of us, obviously with kids and older kids now, but just how we, you know, we're set up early on that you're either, you know, you're an A student or you're a C student. And You know, again, I think that there should be, you know, there's some delineation between people that have better talent, better experiences, put more effort into it and all that. I understand that. And I think some would argue that maybe I'm not valuing that. I think there is a value in that. But again, those are scores. And I think it you know, it's the scoreboard watching or the, you know, the grade watching. And it's like, is that really what it's all about? Or is it about getting better than we were before, growing through that game we just played? And how do we learn both not only what we need to do better next time or how we could do it more efficiently, but where were we great? Where were we brilliant? Where does a kid that gets a C grade, where's the conversation with what was great about that? Like, how'd you earn that C? Like, and I don't mean that tongue in cheek of like, you know, that C's not worthy of a, you know, a merited conversation of like, but what made that C happen for you? You didn't get a D. So what was the C about for you? And we just don't pause enough with that because we're not thinking about the moment of learning and growth. We're thinking more about, I didn't get a B. And I'm like, yeah, I hear you. And again, I'm high. You guys know this, and all three of us are highly competitive. I'm not losing my competition by analyzing the C grade. Right. I'm not. You should be more worried about me than you should be the one that's all pissing and moaning and kicking the can and the dog and this totally. And the other because they're not at a B. Because I'm going to figure out what I did right and keep doing it. And I'm going to figure out how I bring it better in the areas I should to get to that next, whatever that level might be. But ultimately, to feel more confident and experienced and but not arrived, just better at maybe the next time around at all. And isn't that the definition of learning and growing? So that's just kind of the, you know, the off road, but it's this, you know, this concept early on that I think fixed mindset is really how we're taught. And I think to be able to change that, you have to be really, really mindful of your mindset.
Can we talk? You just said something. I know we don't have too much time, but you said something that's come up quite a bit. And that is this introduction of a new term. And maybe it's not a new term, but when I get in this mindset talk, I've been introduced a couple of times to people saying, well, I have what's called a competitive mindset. You referenced it earlier. And there's almost like there's this new age definition of what a performance mindset or a competition. You'll hear these terms. When you hear that, Tobe, because you just referenced it, and I think it, you know, I even see it with my kids on the sports field. You know, when they were younger, there was this, we didn't get down the idea of growth or open. It was all about this performance mindset, this edge, this identity, the toughness, this. And I'm not so sure that adding that third mindset definition has always helped people really show up authentically. I'm just curious, when you guys hear this, how does it land with you? And how do you hear it? And what's the value of it in your mind?
I'll go to you, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know. I hear it a lot, Stu, with my kids playing competitive sports and soccer and the coaches trying to get them in the right frame of mind and things like that. And what I've seen it cause a lot of times on the negative side is when they don't win, to your point, to a black or white win or loss, it's the blame game. Well, this person should have made this hit, or this person should have passed me the ball, or this person caused the penalty kick, or this, you know. And it's like, well, to your point, Tobe, well, what could have we done? What could we do differently next time? How can we learn from this and move forward? So I don't know if that competitive mindset, I get what they're trying to accomplish with it, to get people in that frame of mind to compete, to bring their all to, but it just, what I've seen from it is not always, to your point, always positive, and always growth minded and learning from it, because it goes back to Toby's point of being black or white. Did we win or lose the competition or the game versus what can we learn from our effort that we put into it, or lack of effort or whatever? What can we learn from the 60 minutes, 90 minutes that we played the game? And I don't think we spent enough time diagnosing that.
Well said. Thank you.
Oh. Yeah. And just Stu, and you're the vet on this phone call, but I did learn years ago, and I've used it a lot with a lot of the teams, but certainly the leaders that I've worked with, it's that after action review. And that AAR concept of after whatever deployment, and if I'm Garrett, yeah, this is where I need my veteran over here to kind of tell me I'm going down the right road. I don't want to be talking out of two sides of my mouth,
but this is a great walk-in.
After the deployments, no matter the result, whether it's successful and we executed with precision or whether it was we failed miserably, they go through the same process of just unpacking what worked, what didn't, what we do. And to me, it was, and this was, I mean, I read this, I can't remember the book, I wish I remembered, but 10, 15 years ago. And when I was reading it, I was like, wow, what an interesting way that regardless, they created a culture of learning. That's what they did. They did is a growth. And so to me, what comes up is like, when I'm coaching with people, and leaders specifically, hey, no matter what you do to take on, have a meeting thereafter and have a result. And now journaling is how we do that as coaches, right? Like we, hey, journal how that went for you and how, Chris, your meeting's next week. Journal how that, how you felt going in, how you felt during, how you felt. And the premise behind it all is not to say I did this great and that's alone, that's it, or I did this horribly, but the full body of what am I taking from this? How am I growing from this? So for me, well, this competitive side, I think you can handle it. I would say let's have the competitive mindset within a growth mindset, because you can have a competitive mindset within a fixed mindset. To me, they both kind of, you can have both, but they're definitely different ways you treat yourself. They're different ways you treat others. Some are, some you take it as a competitively, we're going to get better next time. Some it's an indictment on you just didn't do good enough because you didn't win.
I love that, that's so well said. I think when I hear competitive mindset, I really think we're starting, it's communication. And what are we really talking about? And I think what we're talking about is grit, right? People's ability to overcome adversity. And to your point, you can do that in a closed mindset, in a very negative way, or in a growth one, a very open and optimistic viewpoint, right? But I think those that want to define that as a third option, I think you're merely just laying that, you should be laying competitive over either open or closed, and you'll probably get a much higher ROI on it. But the key thing is, it's really around, do you create a culture that embraces grit, that embraces overcoming challenge together, as a community? And if so, then you're going to foster a much more open belief system and mindset in that culture than if you shut it down and you purely look at it as you're either open or you're closed. But competitive, I think it's a buzzword to get more out of people, to find that fifth or sixth gear in somebody. And I think that's ultimately because we've got to overcome some adversity or a challenge in front of us. But well, hey, thank you for letting me walk this in. Chris, I'll turn it back to you. But I appreciate, I think my client I'll be able to forward this podcast along and say, here, so thank you. It made my coaching much easier.
Great work.
Hey, Stu. I'll just say one last thing before we close it too, Stu, is I love working with you guys because of the growth mindsets that you bring to this, like for and with each other, and for yourselves. And as we build this company, we have to. I mean, we don't have to, because there's been people we built companies with that have a fix, but it's just been awesome. And Stu, when you brought up, surviving or thriving, it's just I just love when you're thriving, man. Same with you, Tobe. So I think it's important to note, like, again, surround yourself with like-minded people and like-hearted people that want to get the most out of this life. Like, that's so, your tribe is so important. And again, I think I said on the last probably four or five podcasts, I'm just so blessed and grateful to be with you guys sharing in these growth mindsets together, because it makes me a better person. So I appreciate you guys more than you know.
Thanks,
buddy. So, hey,
you, brother.
Well, hey, thanks again for joining us on the path. Remember, every journey is unique and every step you take shapes that journey. Keep exploring, stay curious, be growth-minded, and give yourself grace as you forge your path. Until next time, stay true to yourself and keep walking the path. Have a great day.